This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. There have been more than 207,000 COVID-19 related deaths, with more than 3 million infections globally. In the U.S., more than 55,000 people have died, with nearly 1 million infections. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says 367 people have died from the coronavirus in the state as of yesterday. Cuomo, during his daily news conference Sunday, called the number horrific, but it was less than half the daily number recorded at the height of the health crisis. He also reported that the number of hospitalizations topped 1,000 on Saturday, but was still falling from the day before. And he said the number of individuals put on ventilators had dropped as well. The deaths recorded Saturday and Sunday reported included 349 patients who died in hospitals and 18 individuals who died in nursing homes. Dr. Deborah Birx, one of the doctors on the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press that social distancing will be with us through the summer. She said the measure was necessary to really ensure that we protect one another from the COVID-19 pandemic. She also said she thinks the United States needs a breakthrough on coronavirus testing to aid the reopening of the economy and better understand the scope of the pandemic in the United States. Also Sunday, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized the administration for withholding funds from the World Health Organization in efforts to undermine the role of the U.N. agency. In an interview aired Sunday on National Public Radio, Pelosi accused the U.S. president and the Secretary of State of effectively isolating the United States during a global pandemic. She said that it's more than stupid, it's dangerous. Earlier this month, President Trump said he would suspend funding to the WHO. This is VOA News. After 2 months of frantic responses to the coronavirus, the White House is planning to shift President Trump's public focus to the burgeoning efforts aimed at easing the economic devastation caused by the pandemic. Days after he publicly mused that scientists should explore the injection of toxic disinfectants as a potential virus cure, Mr. Trump has now rejected the utility of his daily task force briefings, where he has time and again clashed with scientific experts. Mr. Trump's aides are aiming to move the president onto more familiar and safer ground, they hope, talking up the economy in tighter controlled settings. China reported just 3 new coronavirus cases and no new deaths for the 12th day in a row. A total of 723 remain hospitalized, and just under 1,000 were being kept in isolation and under monitoring for being suspected cases or for having tested positive for COVID-19 without showing symptoms. Spain let children go outside and play Sunday for the first time in 6 weeks as European countries methodically work to ease their lockdowns and reopen their economies, while governors in the United States moved at differing speeds, some more aggressive, others more cautious. Elsewhere around the world, China's state-run media said that hospitals in Wuhan, the original epicenter of the disaster, no longer have any COVID-19 patients after a crisis in which the city recorded nearly 3,900 deaths. Satellite photos show a train believed to belong to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at his compound at a resort town in the country's east amid rumors about the leader's health. The website 38 North, which specializes in North Korea studies, released the images Saturday, saying the train was parked at a station in Wonsan reserved for Kim's family on April 21st and 23rd. The website, however, said that the train's presence does not prove the whereabouts of the North Korean leader or indicate anything about his actual health. Speculation about his health emerged after he missed the April 15th commemoration of the 108th birthday of his grandfather, Kim Il-sung, North Korea's founder. Since then, neighboring South Korea has played down speculation that Kim Jong-un is seriously ill. An Iowa firefighter whose family has been devastated by the coronavirus says he wants people to know just how easily the virus can spread. 29-year-old Omar Martinez said Friday that his mother first tested positive for the virus on April 3rd. Then his 22-year-old sister, who is the mother of a toddler, contracted the virus and has been in the hospital since April 10th. On April 15th, Omar says his 58-year-old father was hospitalized. He died on Tuesday. The family shares a home in Iowa where they settled after immigrating from Mexico in the 1990s. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.